later, because of this situation, I had to develop a new approach, a new way of thinking, focusing people's attention, my own people particularly, but it did help other departments realise just what each team was about. I had to analyse what it was they were doing. Some were maintaining machine tools, some were maintaining buildings, boilers, road transport items, and a whole range of others, from the plumbing, the heating, and so on. But they would move across. They didn't have the necessary focus so that you could develop their skills to the item. So in fact, say air conditioning or NC machines, the computerized machines that we had in those days, so identified the core activities that were required, both for Dunsfold Aerodrome as well as the factory at Kingston. The Kingston factory was challenging because there was much more widespread activity there. Having identified the cause, it was then to restructure my departments. I had 7 departments. I had to restructure them so that they could target those particular areas, and then we could arrange the training. We arranged the selection of the most suitable people to the department and then train them. And having trained them, we had to set procedures in place and inform our customers, that was anyone on both sites, who to go to for the type of service they required. And then in time, budgets were attributed to it. One of the problems I faced, it was the understanding of a lot of the management, and some of them were customers. They viewed maintenance as just the oily rag and the spanner and the screwdriver. And in reality, it was far more than that. And especially with the new health and safety, etc. Work Act, and the technology that was rapidly changing in the 70s, 80s. So it was to try and convince the management that change was necessary for the future. The difficulty I faced with one or two of my colleagues was changing the attitude, particularly of the unions. And the unions were well respected by the management, and the management, I would meet my own shop stewards and so on, and sometimes the works convener, but often it would be the general manager or the production director would meet the unions. I would not be involved in those meetings, and sometimes it laid a precedent, and it was difficult because it didn't always fit in with what I was trying to do with the change. And certainly it didn't help with the education of the unions, trying to get them to see that there are different ways and the reasons. One classic example, having been a company planned maintenance engineer responsible for the maintenance, the company planned maintenance program in 5 Unilever factories, was to try and introduce planned maintenance on certain of the planned machines within the factory. Not everything deserves a planned maintenance program. Now that was fine to a point, but the problem I found was that the men led by the union were not prepared to put pencil to paper to record any reading necessary. Now if you record, you want to know the pressure or the wear on a bearing, so that you might not necessarily want to replace it then. You might say it's good for another 6 months, but you do need to know when to schedule. Sadly, that was the sort of attitude. That's not down to us, you employ clerks and run around. Privately, having a drink with the men in the Hawker Centre, they would agree with you. But no, it wasn't for them. More people had to be employed. So it was a difficult issue.
you're providing a support service, but nevertheless it's absolutely fundamental to the factory and to the industry. And I mean, this is the, we're talking about the 70s here, where they would be, well, they were building Harriers, they would be developing
the Hawk.
And they'd be developing the Hawk in 1974.
Yes, that's right.
That's right. We're actually a long way now from the age of the Hurricane or even the Hawker Hunter in the 1950s. It seems quite extraordinary that there is this reluctance to take sort of modern industrial practices on board.
I can only go back to the background of the people. They were very nice people and dedicated in their own way, and they had knowledge and skills about aircraft, and that shouldn't be forgotten about. But what they were not aware of, the changing world of business, of engineering, most of them had not been outside. And whilst there were people that came in from outside, they were probably not in positions to influence the thinking of the senior management in their approach.